Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever you need to do, Lord. We want. want you to do it, Lord. Whatever you need to do in our life, Lord, we want you to do it, Lord. Whatever you need in our homes, we want you to do it, Lord. Whatever you need to do in the sanctuary, Lord, we want you to do it, Lord. Whatever you need to do, Lord, in our families, we want you to do it, Lord. Whatever you need to do, Lord, to break down the struggling wheels, we need you to do it. Whatever you need to do, Lord, so that soul can be saved, we need you to do it, Lord. Whatever you need to do, to send on deliverance, we need you to do it, Lord. Whatever you need to do, we need you to do it, Lord. We welcome you to come on in and do it, Lord, in this service. Whatever you want to do, do it, Lord. Look on the speaker today. Whatever you want to do, do it, Lord. Touch it right now, wherever it is, Lord, that you have for us. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful, Lord. We'll be careful to give your name praise. We'll be careful to give you the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we say yes, yes, yes to your will. Yes, yes, yes to your way. Yes, 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 Lord, to your anointing. Yes, Lord, to the Holy Spirit moving. Yes, Lord, have your way. We're just saying yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He can't. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are touching and agreeing. We are saying yes. You said that two or three are gathered in your midst. He can't. Touching and agreeing. You be there. We are and we are saying yes, Lord, to your will and way, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're just thanking you right now. We ask you, Lord, that you look on our evangelist, our church mother, Lord. Lord, that you use the oracle, the Lord, to feed your people. Lord, feed the radio broadcast. Lord, go out, Lord, in the airways, highways, and the byways, Lord, whatever you need to do. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we thank you for her right now. We thank you for the Holy Spirit moving in this place. We thank you because we can feel your presence one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We magnify your great and holy and wondrous name. We just thank you right now. Lord, we thank you. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen. Hey, 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 thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Because thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland-LRMG. We are located at 12025 Griffin Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. We are phone, our phone number is area code 216-532-04 or 538-0432, amen. You can find us on our website. We've given that number of times. We just want you to be prepared, your hearts and your mind, to hear the word of God from this anointed woman of God, amen. She serves as our chapel mother, but she's also an evangelist, amen. So we thank God for her and what she has to say. We want you to listen with attentive ears. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And receive it by saying amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I'm coming for you this time.
Yes.
As you know how. You send all things your thanks. Lord, we thank you for everything. Now, Lord, we ask you to be in everything we say tonight, Lord. These is your people's, Lord. And it's your word, Lord. And Lord, when I open my mouth, in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus of Nazareth, we thank God. Amen. Now, I ask the first lady to read the scriptures. Did you pay the bill? Write the scriptures down. Because once you read the scriptures, I'm going to let the Lord have his way. I don't have no papers. I'm going to have that wrote down. So whenever you hear, you'll be straight from heaven. Because I don't know how to do what I'm going to say. But God knows what I'm going to say.
Amen.
So we ask the first lady at this time to read through the scriptures.
1 Samuel 15:22-24. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey and to sacrifice, and to heed then the fell of ram, the fat of ram, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity in adultery. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your word, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Hosea 6:6-7. For I deserve mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. But like men, they transgress the covenant. There they dealt treacherously with me. Acts 5:29. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for his word. Now, we're going to talk about obedience today.
Yes.
The word obedience. We're going to talk about, we started with Sam as the example, as Samuel and Saul. Now, Saul, God made Saul king over the people of Israel. Saul, God was the king over the people. But everybody else had a king. So the Israelites said, well, if everybody else had a king, why couldn't they have a king?
No.
Now, they had the best king in the world, the king of all the kings.
Yeah.
But they said, we can't see that king. We want a king to set up over us like everybody else, because they got a king they could see, so they want a car that they could see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what's wrong with this world today.
Yes.
If they can't see it, they not worried about it. They don't want it. They only want the things that they can see. That's where we at today. So God made Samuel king of the people.
Uh-huh.
And God asked Samuel, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And so Samuel, he didn't ask for none of the riches of the world. He didn't say, give me the whole world and give me all the money of the world, all the cars, all the material things. He just asked God to give him the wisdom and knowledge how to lead his people.
Yes, yes.
So because God Samuel didn't ask for, Saul didn't ask for all these things, so God gave him his eyes, his heart, and both.
Uh-huh.
He gave Samuel everything. But like everything else, Samuel was a whore of other people. He turned from God. He got caught up in all the adultery and all the other things.
Uh-huh.
So God told Samuel, the prophet, to go talk to Saul and tell him. Because he rejected him, he was going to reject him. Because guess what? God of Samuel, Saul, obeyed man. He was afraid to obey man to God.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to please the people. So he forgot about pleasing God because he said he was going to please the people. So he went to doing things that was ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
So God sent Samuel to tell him he was going to reject. He was no longer going to be king. He had another king of his neighbors was going to become king. So then Samuel tried to tell Saul. Saul prayed again. But God said, no, that's somebody else. Just like he said, he was going to reject him. So you know what? The thing of is that he rather obey men rather than God. Because he feels people, he wants to please the people. You cannot be people pleasing and please God.
Amen.
Somebody's gonna get the short end of the stick.
That's right.
So because he did Samuel told Saul he was no longer king, so he called him the kingdom, being king over the Israel. Because he rather pleased man rather than God.
Yes.
As we go on now, we go back. We're going to start with Adam and Eve. God told Adam what to do.
Yes, it is.
He told me. Now, see what I'm getting, where you going, speaker? I'm going to let you know obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
When you go obedient, you get blessed. And when the consequence, I'm going to take you all the way down and let you know all the things that you get when you show that when you be obedient, you bless.
Right.
And when you disobedient, it's consequence.
Yes.
So he told Adam good. He happened to be of all trees in the garden. Some people say it was an apple tree, but that's not what the word says. So he could eat the fruit of the tree, all except this one tree that was the Hebrew, was not the church. What happened? See, man obeyed. Your brother obeyed woman than God.
Uh-huh.
So what did he do? He let Eve talk him into
some
person. So there was a certain came to. You know, if you represent, when you indeed that at one time the serpent walked upright like a man, but because tree. Good to eat, say, you taste it. So, study him for the moment that I will obey God than you. Adam let her talk to me too. He talked to Adam into. Adam let her talk to me too. So then, God come looking for them.
Yeah.
They hid themselves because when they ate that tree, they opened the eyes and they saw they was naked.
Right.
Now, if they hadn't ate from that tree, God told them not to leave them. Never know that they was naked. So God, that's how the devil got this, the slave became the servant became the one who was guarding on his back. He put his flat on the ground. So he crawled around on the ground, on the dirt. Okay? So because Adam was disobedient, it was a consequence. He got kicked out to God. The clothes of God. Then we go on to Noah. God told Noah. An oar. Noah was.
Yes,
he was. So what? No, he said yes, Lord. So he went to business and the ark. He went to building. It made people mad and made fun of him. So he was crazy and all that. But God just, Noah just kept on being obedient to God.
Yes, it is.
So he built that ark. And he met them people mad and mad. He built the ark. When he got the ark to build everything, he did everything God told him to put everybody on the board, and on the board to throw the ark that God told him to put on that.
Yes.
It began to rain.
Yes.
It began to rain. God sent the rain.
Yes, it is.
Then they were screaming hard and trying to get that, but God took his thing and closed it up.
Yes.
So nobody can get off and nobody can get off the boat.
Yes.
So you know what? They was all on top. Only eight people were saved. That was Noah and his family.
That's right.
Because they were saved. It was a consequence behind them being disobedient. They got a race. They got so weak and everything the God couldn't take it no more. So he sent a flood and destroyed everything on the earth. Everything. But Noah is everything that was on the, in the ark. Eliezer and his family, which was eight, only eight people were saved in them days. So then come to Abraham. Abraham, because he, Lord, obeyed. He obeyed. He didn't fool with man. He obeyed God. Some, we rather obey man than God sometimes.
Yeah.
And no, it's a consequence. If you disobey God, it's a consequence of that.
Yes.
So you better believe it. And it ain't changed yet.
That's right.
So then it comes to Allah. I mean, to Abraham. God told Abraham to come out from where he was at.
Mm-hmm.
After we get placed, and told him to come with him. Now, you know what? That'll be enough. You say, where are you going, God? Where you want me to go? What you going to do with me? Where you taking me? What you going to do? What's going to happen? No, Abraham said, yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on with God. Abraham went on with God, followed God, of the way God took him to. Then came a trial. God told Abraham that he was going to have a son.
Mm-hmm.
He told Abraham, knew God told him that.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Satan. She couldn't wait. She thought she was too old. She didn't believe it. She just couldn't believe it. She laughed when he said it. But God had told Abraham that he was going to have a son. So Sarah thought she was too old.
Yes.
And I'm doubting she didn't truly believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got Abraham to disobey God.
Yes.
Once again, it's a consequence. Hey, okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
It's a consequence when you disobey God.
Yes,
so what happened? She had Abraham to give the bond man and have a child back.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't what God told Abraham.
Right.
He said he was going to have a son. But what happened? Then she had the baby. Then Sarah come along and got pregnant and had the baby. Then she said that the born made son doing something or making fun of doing something to her son.
Mm-hmm.
So then she wanted Abraham to get rid of the bond. So Abraham wasn't going to do it, but he called God said, spoke Abraham to Abraham. But Sarah did, he can do it. It's going to be all right. So then he put the one woman out and was the survivor. And then he brought that one down.
Right.
But he said, hey, Pam, you know, it was a place for the blonde woman, son.
Uh-huh.
It was going to be a place for him. But see, if Sarah had did that, when she, he wouldn't have to go through that. He wouldn't have had to put the woman out.
Mm-hmm.
But see, he would disobey. Obey God because he listened to mama.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, it was a consequence. Then you go on to Jonah.
Take it down. Help yourself now.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
This message is going forward, whether you want it to or not.
That's right.
Then you take Jonah, God told Jonah, said, Jonah, I want you to go down in Nineveh and tell them people to repent.
Yes.
Because if they don't, it's a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah said, I ain't going down there.
That's right.
So he said, I'm going to get on this boat. I'm going to operate. I ain't going that direction. I'm going another direction.
Uh-huh.
He got on that boat. Things began to happen. Oh, the storm came and everything. And the people on the boat trying to figure out what's going on, what's wrong. But now, see, they didn't know what Jonah was up.
Yeah.
Because he disobeyed God and got on that boat. So the boat, the storm come and the rain and the wind. And then they said, what's going on? So Jonah said, throw me overboard and you'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
So they took Jonah and threw him overboard, just like he told.
Mm-hmm.
When he throw him overboard, we say a whale, but he say a big fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the word says, big fish.
Yeah.
Swallowed Jonah up.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah got down in the belly of the fish. Oh, God, save me, Jesus, save me. If you save me, Lord, I obey you. If you save me, Lord, I do what you told me to do.
Yeah.
I go where you told me to go. I say what you had, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I say what you told me to say.
Yes.
Once again, because it was obedient, was the consequence.
Yes.
So then Jonah went to Nineveh like God told him to in the first place.
Uh-huh.
When he got to Nineveh, he told So preach to the people there today and told them what this said the Lord. And then the Lord, they repented and God forgave. Then Jonah, even though it went, he still didn't want to do the right thing. He wanted them people to not repent so God wouldn't forgive.
That's right.
He didn't want God to forgive.
Yes.
So God had to show Jonah that he was in charge, not him.
That's right.
So he said he sat on it, he went sat on the tree, he was so upset. And he sat on that tree so the sun would shine on. God had to learn some things stuff off the tree stuff so he wasn't still out in the sun. So he let him know, I'm in control, Jonah. You're not in control.
Yes.
You let me be the judge of what I want to be and what not. Jonah had to be taught of that.
Yes, it is.
Because when you disobey God, it's a consequence.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Let me tell you. You bring it on the day. Then, after the people that messed up, and Adam had sin and everything, and the world entered the sin, but sin entered the world, guess what? Then God didn't have nobody to, you know, like Adam and Eve, God didn't have nobody to go man bone. He tried to figure out, well, what are we going to do now? Somebody got to bring the people back out of sin again with charge or something, you know?
Right.
So what he did, he looked all around. Couldn't find nobody.
Yes.
You look high and low. All
right.
Find
nobody. That's right. That's right.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody. Great enough to go man bump.
Yes.
Nobody. Abraham couldn't do it.
Right.
Jacob couldn't do it.
Yes.
Isaac couldn't do it.
Yes.
Nobody could do it.
No.
All them people now, Moses.
Yes.
All of them. They was all right. But they had sin in their life. Well, nobody without sin.
Yes.
Now, soul without sin. Right. None of them people came before us. Moses or none of them. So you know what God said? He sent his son. God sent his son down here
yes,
to give
yes.
us another chance.
Yes, yes, yes.
So when the son came down, when John the Baptist baptized God's son, he said, this is my beloved son.
Yes.
In whom I'm well pleased.
Well pleased.
Hallelujah. And guess what?
Yes, Lord.
Jesus had to obey his father.
Yes, he did.
Jesus was obedient to his father.
Yes.
Now, if Jesus was obedient to his father, what makes me think that we don't have to be obedient?
Yes,
if he had to be obedient, that was his son.
Yes, yes.
And his son, he didn't come down here because it was sin in him. He came down here and took on the sin of the whole world.
Thank you, Jesus.
He suffered. He suffered for us.
Yes.
He didn't suffer for himself.
Yes.
He suffered for us. What God told him to do when he walked around down here, he did.
Yes,
he was obedient. He didn't say, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And we so disobedient.
Yes,
we hardened him. We still there.
Yes.
We just like the Israelites.
Yes.
Even though God chose us, the Israelites, they was obedient. He brought the Gentiles. We disobedient.
Yes.
People today, they disobedient.
Yes.
They rather obey man than God. Peter said it was better to obey God than man.
Uh-huh.
But we rather obey man than God.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we do things and we know it's wrong, but we are people please. We're in the age now, in the world now, it's all about pleasing people.
Uh-huh.
What can I do to you? What can you do to me to scratch your back or something? Or either I'm going to do this, knowing that it's wrong because you want to be an in crowd.
Uh-huh.
You want to run around with people that you know is wrong, but you just don't want people to dislike you.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure if you tell them what they said, don't care what God said, what his word said.
Right.
You rather hang out with them people that you know ain't no sure thing in their life. They just living for now. They living for the time and the day that we are now.
Yeah.
Never seen so many things going on and stood up sticking with God and saying, yes, God, what you want me to do? God said it's better than to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Right.
So you can, a lot of people, they sacrifice this, they sacrifice that. They sacrifice everybody's thing, but they like what they sell. They ain't gonna give up because there's too much stuff going on in the world that can entertain them today.
Yeah.
They want to be entertained. People go to church a lot of times. What are you going to church for?
That's right.
What are you going to church for? Are you going to church to learn about Jesus, God, and His Son, and what Jesus really came about? These people right now, they don't even know why Jesus came.
Right.
What He came for.
Yes.
Why He was born.
Yes.
Why He died. But I'm going to share with you because it was a time when I didn't know.
Yes.
Now, all of my life, I always knew it was God somewhere.
Somewhere.
And when I looked around at nature, I looked around at things going on in the world that I know man did make.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was man that made these things. The rain, the sun, the moon. Do you know what God say He can count every star in the sky?
Yes, it is.
Do you know, can you imagine somebody knowing how to count you and can call them all by name?
Yes.
He can name every star in the world.
In the world.
Say God can count every star in the sky. And He knows by name.
He knows
by name. Every star you see up there got a name.
Yeah.
Ain't that something? Ain't that wonderful?
Yes, it
ain't
is.
That magnificent?
Yes, it is.
And God also tells us, you know what else He tells us? He can count every strain of hair all on your head.
Yes, yes.
Every strain that we comb out our head.
Yes.
He knows. He knows how many strains is in your head.
Yes.
Right in your hair right now. How many in your head. You know every strain in your head right now.
Right now.
And every time you lose a strain, you know that too.
Yes.
So now, God knows these things.
Uh-huh.
Man don't know these things.
Right.
So why do we want to put man over God?
Right.
Ain't nobody over God. So getting back to Jesus, I knew it was Lord somewhere. Always, even when a child, my mother had 12 kids. We used to play church, all my sister brothers, 8 girls and 4 boys. We used to get on the pecan tree, take the chair out there. We sit on there, and when my brother was a preacher, always was a Baptist, we had some sisters that song and all. But I used to sing that song all the time. Over my head, I hear music in the air.
Right.
I know it must be a God somewhere. Now, I know Jesus was born for Christmas, but you know what? We got all these goodies for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, we went out and we go all night and we buy all these commercial stuff. Man took that because Jesus, they brought Jesus gifts when He was born, the wise men.
Right.
So the 3 wise men. So now I'm telling you something, maybe you like me, you didn't know because I really didn't know until I got into the Bible and started reading for myself. Then I realized what Jesus was all about, what He truly was about. So then, okay, so man tried to make it a commercial day. So anybody, you go out, you get out, spend all this money.
Yeah.
You go out to debt.
Yeah.
Just for so you can have all this stuff for Christmas. You buy these kids all these toys that they throw on the side and still beat the pots and pans.
Uh-huh.
And sell low bellies, you know, that all that stuff you brought.
All
you
right.
Buy all this stuff, and they probably play with one kid out of all the stuff you brought.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know what? And then you in debt all New Year. Trying to come out of debt because you had this crazy commercial Christmas.
Yes.
But you know what I learned from that? I learned that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yes, He is.
It was about the commercial stuff.
Right.
Maybe somebody might go get in the water and say, well, I'm going to put that. That's what it's about. I never knew that Jesus was the reason for the season.
Yes.
And not the commercial stuff.
Right.
So then at Easter, once again, I thought, you know, the old man, Easter basket, the bunny come, all this baby stuff.
Right.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Somebody said, well, my daughter, believed in the bunny, believed in this, believed in that. But I'm going to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about all that commercial stuff. The Easter basket, the bunny coming, and bringing the eggs and stuff, and buy all that outfit stuff to get all dressed up. Oh, that's one time. 2 times the church be full. No Mother's Day and Easter.
Right.
And the best days of going to church be run over. But you know what? I found out that it was. You know what? It was really a lot. When I take commercial stuff again, spending all that money and all that time, people come to church that don't come to church on the except Easter and Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
You can't get in the church them days.
Uh-huh.
But guess what I found out about? It was Jesus.
Jesus.
It was all about Jesus. I found out it wasn't about them commercial days. It was about Jesus going to the cross, shedding His blood, dying on Calvary, shedding His blood for us, rising again. He died and He rose again.
Yes.
And He went back up to hell.
Yes.
And when He went
went back up to heaven, sitting on the right hand side of the Father, making intercession prayer. He was crucified. He was bruised for us.
Yes.
He was bruised by the lick.
Yes.
Which is by his stripes we are healed.
He
was covered in blood.
Yes.
Before he died a horrible death.
Yes.
He went through all this.
Yes.
When he was on the cross, he thought his Father had forsaken him. He said, Father, Father, why did you forsake me? But God had said he couldn't stand to look on sin. He couldn't understand his son took all that sin to the cross.
Yes.
He died for everybody's sin, not just the Jews, not just the Gentiles, not just the Jehovah's Witnesses, not just the Catholics. He died for all mankind. All mankind. That is me. Hey, why not? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yes, he is.
And died for our sins.
Yes.
And rose again. Went to the cross.
Yes.
And went to the grave. And you know what? When he went to the cross,
yes,
and died, he went to the grave and died. That wasn't the end of the story.
No, it wasn't.
The end of the story was when he rose again.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he was crucified.
Yes.
He went to the grave.
Yes.
He rose again. And sitting on the right hand side of his Father,
yes,
and the end of prayer. That was the end of the story.
Yes. But
the story is continued because Jesus was sitting right there making intercession for us, saying, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I tell you, Jesus. And you know what? You take Paul. Paul was crucifying his Saul was crucifying the people.
Yes.
He was going around crucifying God's people.
Yes.
So God got tired of Saul. He just crucified his people like they're doing today.
Yes.
Going around. Now you know what? The world's across the world now to the United States.
Yes.
You're either going to stand up for what you believe in or you're going to take that.
That's right.
But if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and died for you, if you have an opportunity to stand up for him, you need to stand up for him.
Yes.
I thank God for the lady that stood up for what she believed in. I thank God for the people now, the keepers in school, the children that kill that college, they actually, they believe in Jesus. Hey, they say Christ. They are standing up. And you know what? There's a whole lot more that's going to have to stand up.
Right.
You're either going to stand up for what you believe in, you're going to take down.
Right.
But if you say for Christ I'm here, and for Christ I die, you're going to have opportunity to prove it.
Yes, yes.
You're going to have called time to get bad and worse and worse.
Yes, yes.
But I tell you, I thank God for Jesus.
Thank you.
So if you didn't know what Jesus came for, you didn't know what he died for, you know now.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for Easter.
That's right. Now.
It was for the people, for
yes,
our life,
yes,
for our sin, for our sin, for his sin. Jesus had no God, no sin found in him.
Yes.
The sin was for you and I.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
even though we sin,
uh-huh,
we may have a chance at eternal life.
Yes.
So now, you might say, you worried about the world itself. You know, this stuff is going to pass away.
Yeah.
It's going to be done away with.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so it ain't going to come back. All this stuff you got. But what if you tell me one thing in your life?
Uh-huh.
You call faith. You tell me one thing in your life that is guaranteed. When I witness the people's now, hallelujah. Hey!
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me.
Yes, yes.
I am so glad that he brought me out of my mess and my sin.
Yes, yes.
So you name me one thing. You name me one thing right now that you can say is a sure thing in your life. You see, all this stuff.
That's right.
But it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone.
Yes.
Everything is going down but the word of God. And everything is all right. Tongues of preaching. Same values, all that stuff. Everything going down, but the world of God, the only thing gonna be standing is love.
Uh-huh.
The greatest thing in all this stuff in the world is love.
That's right.
Charity, which is love.
Yes.
Right. You know, I don't understand why people won't serve a God like we serve.
All
because
right,
guess what? Yeah, you see this stuff now. Yeah, you got a fine car. Yeah, I had somebody. I went to the foot doctor. Mm-hmm. I went to the foot doctor Friday. And guess what? The foot doctor was talking to me. And he said, you know what? Then you must be blessed and rich. Because, and you must be blessed and rich. Said, because I sent out orders for this medicine. And they always said that the insurance will pay for it. But you know what? Said, but they'll give you another kind. They'll call and give you another second kind.